goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. Welcome to the Friday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. If you would like to be part of today's program, 800-848-WABC is the number to reach us. 800-848-9222. This is a busy news day. You know, Fridays are usually dump day. That's the day that they figure people are leaving. Well, back in the old days when people used to go in the office, people used to leave the office early, try to get a jump on the weekend. And so they would always do a news dump at the end of the day. The establishment, whoever the administration is in power, didn't matter, Republican, Democrat. It was a news dump day. You just dump all the bad news on a Friday afternoon about 5 minutes to five. Nobody catches it till the Sunday shows, and people don't even watch the Sunday shows anymore because they're boring. So it was just like, whatever, just get rid of all the bad news on the week. Today, the news is just bursting at the seams all day long. Of course, we had the guy who set himself on fire outside of the Donald Trump case, the courtroom, where it's being, not outside of the courtroom, across the street from it, to be a little more accurate. He has been identified now. I'm going to have to ask the conspiracy queen, the queen of conspiracy, to tell me, well, you'll understand in a moment. The New York City Police Department has identified the man who lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse a former President Donald Trump's ongoing trial. The individual identified by the NYPD is Maxwell Azalario, was captured lighting himself on fire about 30 feet from the courthouse Friday afternoon. The NYPD held a presser immediately after this shocking event, revealing that Mr. Azalario used an alcohol-based substance that's used for cleaning to ignite the fire. Early reports said gasoline. Nope, it was something else. The officials also confirmed that no other bystanders, including the individuals who attempted to extinguish the flames, were seriously injured. He is still alive. He's in critical condition. He was moved to a burn unit. Got to be in a lot of pain right now. He had a manifesto. And this is where I'm going to need help in the coming days from the Countess of Conspiracy to understand exactly what's going on here. In his manifesto, he wrote about the research he's been doing on a global Ponzi scheme. Now, I don't know which conspiracy that one is. It could be the COVID stuff. No, well, that's not a Ponzi scheme. It could be the 5G networks, but they're not everywhere. It could be the rain, the cloud seeding. But why would you burn yourself over that? Especially since it's been raining in Dubai lately. It could be anything. So I don't know which kook scheme this, I don't know which global Ponzi scheme he burned himself up over, but apparently it wasn't over Donald Trump in the trial, as some people thought. I got a text from a friend who's obviously not, I'll read it to you what it says. It says, man, I have to say, your Trumpy friends are crazy. Set on fire because of Trump? Well, no, it wasn't because of Donald Trump. It wasn't because of the trial. It's because of some global Ponzi scheme that's going on. He published it online. I guess I'm going to have to look at it, look for it eventually. He alleges a totalitarian con. And he also apologized in advance to friends, family, and witnesses, and first responders. He's very considerate. He apologized in advance of setting himself on fire to his friends, his family, the witnesses, and the first responders for inflicting this pain upon you. Well, that's okay, Maxwell, because it hurt you more than it hurt them. I'm sure they're willing to accept your apology for the pain. I'm sure right now you kind of wish you weren't in as much pain. And I don't mean that facetiously. So we'll have to find out more about what the global Ponzi scheme is. Okay, Trump news. Hillary Clinton. Some podcast released today called the Democracy Docket. Now she says Donald Trump is modeling himself after Vladimir Putin and other global dictators. She says Putin does what Trump would like to do. Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive journalists into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. Let's see. Let's parse that. Kill his opposition. Is anyone familiar with the term Arkanside? Do you know what the term Arkanside means? Do you know the origins of the term Arkanside?
I know we've talked about it before, but I forgot. I forgot what it means.
Okay. An Arkanside refers to the number of people surrounding the Clintons, Bill, Hillary, and the lot of them, that have met unfortunate endings. Take, for instance, the Clinton friend, the most famous Arkanside of them all, Jeffrey Epstein. There's old Jeffrey sitting in federal jail. All of a sudden, the cameras go out, lights go off, and the guy hangs himself. Arkanside. There was another guy while the Clintons were still in office whose name I will omit for the moment because seasoned people will know who he is, seasoned news gatherers and observers. He allegedly shot himself in the park, in Fort Marcy Park, down there in Maryland. I've driven by Fort Marcy Park many times, never gone in it. And funny thing about it, apparently the fingerprints, his own fingerprints, on the gun that he allegedly used to off himself, we were told that they melted off the gun. They disappeared off the gun. Too much sunshine on the gun. Yes, that's what we were told. Arkanside. And if you dare suggest anything other than poor old Vince committed suicide because the Republicans were mean to him, that was the narrative. Republicans are playing blood sport. That was the narrative. That's why poor old Vince. This was back in the early Whitewater days. We don't even want to dredge all that stuff up again. He was one of the first Arkansides. Right? And then all of a sudden, if you started talking about that, you're an extremist. Can't do it. By the way, does anyone know what today's date is besides the anniversary of the Oklahoma bombing? Today is the day that the Revolutionary War began. Anyway, there are so many others in the orbit of Beale and Hillary who have met unfortunate ends. People started compiling lists. And yet this woman says Putin does what Trump would like to do. Kill his opposition. She said it. She's accusing Donald Trump of wanting to kill his opposition. The next one's even funnier. Imprison his opposition. Who's in jail right now? Peter Navarro and other people. Jack Daly, other people. They weren't on they're not on the Democrat side. Who are they trying to throw in jail right now? Why, Donald Trump himself and people that surrounded him. And who's trying to do it? The Democrat Party. Many of whom are deep state Clinton acolytes. Drive journalists into exile. Really? Which journalists have been driven into exile? I will tell you this. People that oppose the Obama administration, oppose the Clintons, had fears of a weaponized judicial system coming after them. I don't know of any liberal Democrats that have been driven into exile here. Rule without any checks or balance. She makes this statement on the day that her Democrats decided to let the worst Department of Homeland Security secretary in the short history of that department go scot-free for not doing his job with 10 million illegal immigrants in the country. Where are the checks and balances on that, Ms. Clinton? Where are the checks and balances on any of this out-of-control trillion-dollar spending, Mrs. Clinton? Where are the checks and balances on all the murderers that your party and rapists and miscreants that the Democrat Party is coddling and letting out on the street to ruin city after city in America? Who's doing that, Mrs. Clinton? And then she says he sees himself, he wants to do what Putin wants to do. This woman. She's a waste. She's a political waste of time now. Hillary Clinton. Okay. Why is it impossible for Trump to get a fair trial jury in New York? That's in The Hill today. It's a worthwhile article. I'm not going to go through it. The headline, you know why. Because Donald Trump wants to be like Putin. No, because the entire Democrat justice system is weaponized against them. There's a CNN analyst, Mark Preston, warning of civil unrest around the country if Donald Trump is jailed for a gag order violation. Really? Republicans are the violent ones. Oh, there's a story out of NBC. It's horrible. It is a PMSNBC. It basically says that Republicans around the nation have learned nothing from the Oklahoma City bombing. They're basically trying to tie Republicans to that. It's disgraceful. I won't give it any time, but it is a I read it and I wanted to just puke. It's disgusting. And of course, couldn't be further from the truth. Supposedly, Republicans are the party of extremists. All you have to do is look around this country, look in every single strata of society, and tell me who the extremists are. Who are the extremists that are trying to change the way that we have identified gender since human beings were created? Who are the party that says it's okay to murder, rape, terrorize your citizens? We'll let you out of jail because we don't believe that punishment deters crime. There's nobody in the Republican Party. Nobody. These are all liberals. Look in every single strata of society. And look at the chaos that is unfolding throughout the world, not just America. And look at who is the party of extremists. People telling farmers that they have to give up their farms because they use too much manure. Who are the extremists? A young man was just thrown out of high school in North Carolina because he used the words illegal alien. In a country that's supposed to have free speech, they suspended him. Because another student was offended that he used the words illegal alien. Who are the party of extremists? Brian Adams. On the UK charts back in 1985 on this day with the album Reckless. Sounds so good. He had six singles off the album that made it to the top 15. And that is a pretty amazing. Top 15 of the Billboard Hot 100. Run to You, Somebody, Heaven, Summer of 69, One Night Love Affair, It's Only Love. Six singles in the top 100 from Brian Adams back in 1985.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network. The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
I want the funk, the P-Funk. Bernie Worrell has a birthday today. It's a heavenly birthday. American keyboardist, composer. That's known as one of the founding members of Parliament Funkadelic. He also worked with Talking Heads. Great keyboard player. Passed away back in 2016. George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic on WABC. All right, I have Congress is, Republicans are, the whole lot of them are in an uproar. This funding bill, Princess Di and I talked about it earlier in the week. This funding bill is advancing for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, anybody else we want to give money to. Now there are three Republicans who are saying time for Speaker of the House to go. MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, says she doesn't care if the speakership is a revolving door. New York Congressman Lawler is attacking the right wing. He says that I got to find the story because I need to quote this right. I don't want to just do it from memory. Meanwhile, the Senate are saying to the House, you got to stop this FISA. It's the whole thing is a mess. It's a mess. And here we go. Here's the story. Mike Lawler blamed Matt Gaetz and, quote, seven useful idiots. Mike Lawler blaming Matt Gaetz and seven useful idiots for all the turmoil in the House, saying their success in ousting Kevin McCarthy is a direct cause of today's problems for Mike Johnson. You know, it would be nice, Mike Lawler, to hear you use the same strident language that you use to attack Republicans to once in a while, just every now and again, maybe once a year, attack the Democrats the same way that you attack Republicans. It would be nice since you live in New York, supposedly, and since you supposedly represent New York, it would be nice, Mike Lawler, if you could talk about the quote-unquote useful idiots who let criminals out of jail to prey on New Yorkers, who continue to tax and spend their way into bankruptcy, who support all kind of notions that are upending society. Like biology isn't biology. It would be nice once in a while, Mike Lawler, to hear you talk about the left with the same kind of vitriol that you use to talk about Republicans. And it would be nice if you would take your head out of Kevin McCarthy's butt. He's gone. Get over it. Oh. Paul Gosar announced Friday he will co-sponsor Marjorie Taylor Greene's resolution to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from the House top job. He's the third House Republican to say, yep, time to get rid of Johnson. Now, let me be really clear about something. I'm not happy. I'm not happy that this notion that we were supposed to get border security before we start handing out more foreign aid. All right, he's gone back on it. Why has he gone back on it? What kind of support does this guy get from moderates like Lawler, who are so timid? They're not timid to attack Republicans, but they are timid when it comes to the idea that they would stand firm and actually support going all the way to the finish line, if need be, to support a government shutdown, if that were the only way to convince Democrats. And then you got this guy out of Connecticut, Chris Murphy. He's attacking Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. made some comments about Mayorkas and their failure to actually get rid of him for incompetence. And he says, your Friday morning reminder that Republicans are full of SHI, you know the rest. When they complain about the border, they killed the tough bipartisan border security bill because Trump told them to keep the border a mess. That is not why. And Chris Murphy, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. There was no tough security bill. There's no tough border security bill that would let 5 million more illegal immigrants into this country on top of the 10 million that Joe Biden and your Democrats let in already. And let's be real plain about why you're letting these illegal immigrants in these numbers. You're doing it to maintain Democrat political power so that you can have them around when the next census comes so that you don't lose any congressional seats. And so they can vote. There are flyers already in Mexico going around reminding the illegal immigrants here to vote in the next election. We can't even catch them at the border. How are we going to catch them at the voting booth? Why are we playing this, Diego?
We are playing this because, hold on, let me find it. Because on this day in 1942, Mr. Alan Price, English musician, keyboards with The Animal, who had this song in 1964, UK and US number one, House of the Rising Sun. House of the Rising Sun. And I played it because we were talking about the house. And I was like, yeah, this has got to be the one.
Nice. Time to check in with Kim Komando. By the way, let me just say a word. At least three times a week, twice a week, like you heard in the first break from Noam Layden with Road to the Election, we love Noam. And Noam Layden just does the most outstanding job keeping us up to date with the behind-the-scenes stuff going on. Time to check in with Kim Komando on WABC Talk Radio 77 and Traffic. Your call's coming up. Don't go away. Yes, I do want to mention that our own Liz Radivalli is doing traffic. We love Liz. And we're proud of you, Liz.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Rush.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
1980, Blondie goes to number one with this one, Call Me. It was featured in the movie American Gigolo, starring Bill Clinton. I'm sorry, starring Richard Gere. Innocent Mistake. Starring John Kerry. Okay. Saturday is mañana, and we'll be here. I'm going to tease a story that I want to spend some time with tomorrow. Not time to do it today because I want to get to some of your phone calls. California, leave it to that's the magic. When you say California, people say, uh-oh. California is now, they're trying to pass a law, the Democrats, that would ban landlords from issuing blanket no-pet policies and for charging additional fees for people that have pets. So never mind that this is your private property. These Democrats who have no regard for your liberty, your freedoms, now they want to tell you, the landlord, oh, you can't tell people they can't have pets in your place, and you can't charge them extra. Now, I'm sure there are many pet lovers out here who, yay, about time. You're one of them? One of these people?
I have a co-op right now. And yeah, even in my co-op, they're not allowing pets. And I'm like, this is my
good
property. How, you know?
No, it's a cooperative. You went commie. You didn't buy your property. You went to buy a property that you need permission from other people to do what you want to do. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
And most of the people say,
I get it.
No pets. Why? Because have you ever tried to clean up a house that pets have been in where these people let these dogs and these cats? Look, I like animals. I'm the vegetarian here. Remember that. I don't kill them needlessly. Remember that. But have you ever gone into a place where dogs or cats have been allowed to just have their way, and then try to get that place appraised? Okay? So we'll deal with that tomorrow. Plus, there are people that have come in from all over the country out to Wyoming. I don't know whether you follow this story. This guy hit a wolf on purpose with his snowmobile. He dragged it to a bar, taped its mouth, and showed it around. He doing all kinds of things, abusing this wolf. And then afterwards, he takes it out in the back, or they think he shot it and killed it. He tortures it first, parades it around, takes it to a bar, he got fined like $250 by the Fish and Wildlife people out there. And people are outraged over it. Now, in Wyoming also this last weekend, it wasn't last weekend. Anyway, a boy was killed by teenage boy. The kid was trying to protect his girlfriend. They stabbed this poor kid to death. And these two 15-year-olds are being tried. There's more concern over the wolf that was tortured and killed. I've been following these stories, and they have a newspaper out there called the Cowboy State, the Daily, whatever it is. It's the Cowboy Daily, this Cowboy State Daily. I've been following these stories. And let me tell you, people have come in from all over the country in person to complain about the torture of this wolf. Not so about the kids, but the wolf. So we'll deal with those stories tomorrow. And the pets. These people, I imagine some of you pet owners are saying, yes, yes, yes. And I had pets. I had birds, and birds are messy. Anyway, the Countess of Conspiracy has weighed in, by the way. She doesn't have a clue yet as to what this guy's talking about that set fire to himself. But we'll find out. Okay. Let us head to the telephones. Anthony, in New Jersey, let us start with you.
Hey, great show. I just want to tell you I'd like to get permission for you to contact the Webster company to place your verb of Arkansas in the American lexicon for the Clintons. I was had the privilege to take the kids to that Fort Marston Park, and we took pictures of them on the cannon where they found his body with no keys and no dirt on his shoes. It's amazing. He just flew in there. His car somehow got there, but no keys. And who's the other guy that, man?
Oh, there were others. I do not want to relive the Clinton years in the Arkansas. I just don't. However, for this woman to claim that Donald Trump wants to kill his opponents is outrageous.
It's
outrageous.
That's what they do. Whatever, it's just a deflection of what they're doing. They just.
I'm not saying that the Clintons did that. I'm not saying that they. All we know is that there are a number of people in the circle that met mysterious ends, including Jeffrey Epstein. That's all we know. And I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, Anthony, for the call. Andrew in New Jersey, you are up next.
Yeah, just a historical comparison with today. The Democrats appear, oh, we care about the immigrants and their minorities, and we accept them, but they just want them for voters. And they did that historically with slavery. They wanted to count the African-American people as people, and the Republicans didn't. And they said, oh, what, you don't think they're people? No, the Democrats just want to count them to get more electoral college power so they can continue to have slavery, to actually enslave, continue. So that shows how insidious.
What you were talking about, folks, this it may have come out a little bit convoluted, not the call as well. He's talking about the provision in the Constitution that many people find so objectionable that counted black Americans as three-fifths of a human being. Now, this was the caller is delving into something that was a political challenge. The addition of slaves on the continent as this country was forming. We are in a representative republic. Congress is chosen by population. What would have happened if every slave was counted as a quote-unquote equal person is that the South would have been in control of the legislative branches of Congress, period. And there would never have been a legislative solution for slavery. It is a ugly piece of American history rooted in politics. But the caller, well, history's history. Rick in New Jersey, you're up next.
Thanks for taking my call, James. I want to prevent people from setting themselves on fire on Monday. It's Earth Day. The kooks are going to come out. The climate kooks are going to come out. There's nothing wrong with the climate. Global warming is a good thing. The people need help, not the planet. They're Democrat slaves. Don't highways. Don't glue yourself to artwork.
Thank you for that public service announcement. 1965, Beatles single Ticket to Ride, released on Capitol Records on this day. Of course, right up the charts. Time to check in with Lou Dobbs. More of your calls coming up. Keep it right here on WABC.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network. The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
2021 on this day, Jim Steinman passed away. Who? While he was producer, songwriter, most famous for his work on Meatloaf's best-selling album, Bat Out of Hell. He also worked with Bonnie Tyler on this big hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart, which was just being, I bet you she's got a nice royalty check after the last, everybody was playing this song during the eclipse. Worked with Air Supply, Making Love Out of Nothing at All. And I need you more than ever. Jim Steinman on WABC Talk Radio 77, Mixmaster Diego, of course.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
And let's start with Tony in New Jersey. Tony, you are up next.
Hi, James. Happy Friday. Thank you for the beautiful show. I just have one request. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, please, please, please keep your dirty hands off America, with all due respect. God bless America. Thanks, James.
Thank you. Way to do Rapid Phones. Fred in New Jersey, you are up next.
When Obama was coming up, there was a comment by our current president, Biden. He said, well, for a black guy, he's pretty clean and he speaks well. It's a recording that I've heard a number of times, but not recently.
He said Barack Obama is clean and articulate. Articulate. Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget, this is the same Joe Biden, we talked about it yesterday, who claimed that black people out in Papua New Guinea ate his uncle. The cannibals ate up his uncle. And he was lying about it. Lying about black people eating up and having Biden burgers out of his uncle. He has a long history. He was the one that called black. He talked about, bragged about how his crime bill was so tough, that people be asking, why don't you just hang him? Something like that. Oh, Biden, he has a long history. He's the one that, during this presidency, he kept calling black people boy. Hey, boy. And nobody called him out on it. He's got a long history, black people. And then there's Lisa out there who sends me a text. That guy called him and started talking about Earth Day. We got to make people don't burn themselves. Lisa sends me a text. Hey, you got a match? Joaquin, in Pennsylvania, you're up next.
Mr. Snurley, that was very funny. Okay, look, you want to know something? I wish that we could trade in all the rest of the Republican congressmen for more like those eight that are actually trying to do the people's business instead of giving the business to them. As a matter of fact, no, those eight plus George Santos, because the rest of them are giving us the business. They keep passing all these Democrat agendas. And I think it's really time that, you know, people take a look at this Ukraine war. And did you know that Zelensky is a musician? That he actually played the piano with his organ?
He was also a comedian. I think he did stand-up comedy, if I have it right. Oh, yes, show business. He was in show business before he was in politics. Absolutely. Kelly in Yonkers, New York, you are up next on Rapid Phones.
Hi, Bo. My quick question is, do you think we can ever get to a point in this world where everybody is just treated as a human being?
No.
Because I can have conversations with people from all walks of life and always find something in common.
Look, I love you so much, and this is exactly what we should strive to do. Do I think we will ever achieve that? Sadly, this is a plane of duality. Good and evil operate here. And if it were a plane where only good operated, we would be in heaven, not on earth. And life would be so tickety-boo. Anyway, my friends. Yes, tickety-boo. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you, your family, your loved ones. Love and gratitude for your being here with me and allowing me to be with you. God willing, we are here bright and early in the morning. Hope you are too. 7 a.m. Have that first cup of coffee or tea with us on the Saturday Morning Radio Extravaganza. Until then, my friends, yes, I said Bidenberger. That's what he said. Biden's accusing black people of eating up his family members, turning them into Bidenburgers. Bye.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.